a new heart to them. So that was the beginning of spiritual revival. And that new heart come from the Holy Spirit. God is going to put the Spirit of God in them so that they can have new heart. Once they have new heart, they will be able to obey God's commandment, God's words. So today, what does that mean? God gives us Holy Spirit. If we pray and filled by the Holy Spirit, our heart can be renewed. You know, when you look into the dry season, right? The dry season, even the riverbed, the water all dry up. Even the riverbed will become as hard as stone. Because there is no water. But when the water continue to pour down, and heavy rain come in, and then the dam will become soft. Once the dam becomes soft, then you can start to sow the seed, and the seed will grow. So that exactly what happened to our heart. You know, people's heart are hardened. Oh, it's very difficult to be touched by any message of God. However, Holy Spirit is the water. When the Holy Spirit fill upon our heart, you continue to pray, fill upon our heart, then you listen to the words of God. It's so easy to be touched. You know, in the mountain region in Taiwan, some of you have been visiting the mountain upper region in Taiwan, right? A few hundred years ago, in the upper region in Taiwan, they hung people's head to offer their ancestor, do you know? They cut people's head to offer their ancestor. Even about 1940s, even until 1940s, the mountain region still full of violence because they like to get drunk, to drink and get drunk. When they get drunk, they start to fight. But after TJC has been preached to the mountain region, a lot of police station just been removed. Why? Because police sit all day long, had nothing to do. Oh. Why had nothing to do? Because there is no fighting. How come no fighting? Because they don't drink. How come no drink? Because after TJC preached to that village, a lot of villages, right? Every day in the early morning, what did they do first? Morning prayer. They all did in the same hill. So they ring the bell just like this, right? And the bell is more louder than this. After ring the bell, everybody come to the church and pray for 1 hour, and then they go to the mountain area to walk. And evening, when they return, right? Sunset, they return. After that, they have a dinner, and they come back to the church and have service and pray. Oh, so beside their work, what did they do? Worshipping God, pray, and have service. Oh, so because of this, their life had been transformed so much. Oh, there was no violence. They don't need to drink the wine, because Holy Spirit is a spiritual wine, right? Oh, so the life had been transformed so much. Oh, so in the mountain region, few decades ago, every time when we hold the Holy Communion, when you start to sing the hymn, Jesus being crucified, almost everybody wept. Do you know whose heart is hardened? Probably because you and me, right? Because the time of Holy Communion, we never shed tears. Oh, in the mountain region now, 30 years ago, everybody shed tears because they have been touched by the love of God so much. So Holy Spirit is so powerful. Holy Spirit can soften our heart. When our heart been softened, then you listen to the word of God, so easy to be touched. When your heart been touched by the word of God, and you are filled with the power of God, then your life changed. So God promised to make a new covenant with them. They will belong to God's people, God will belong to them, and God promised to transform their life. And then, how to transform their heart? Change their heart. How to change their heart? Pour down His Spirit to them. So the best way to ensure your marriage is wonderful, a very happy marriage, the best way is not what? pursuing something material. Something material cannot guarantee you have good marriage. You know, right nowadays, marriage has three difficulties. Oh. The first difficulty is character. The second difficulty is concept. The third difficulty is human limitation. Because of these three difficulties, a lot of marriage break up. The first difficulty is so many different character. Oh. When two persons live together, most difficult part is different character. Oh. And different character want to make it live together for few decades is not easy. Right. Oh. So how can we transform human character? Oh. There are two ways. The first way is filled by the Holy Spirit. Then your character will change. Right? Holy Spirit will pour down the love of God into us. Once our heart been filled by the love of God, filled with the life of God, then our character will be like Jesus. Right? If everybody character like Jesus, there will be no marriage problem, right? How can if there is two person like Jesus, how can you look, two person have the image of Jesus fighting each other? It's impossible. So to change the character is through the Holy Spirit. Another way, change the character through what? Suffering. So Romans chapter 5 says, suffering produces character. Oh, right. The second one, how to change concept? The concept, most important is the concept of value. Right? If husband, the concept of value emphasized a lot, right? In a Sunday, in a Saturday, we want to go what? To shopping, we'll go to watch a movie, and have a meal in the restaurant. And the wife say, no, on Saturday we have to go to church. And you are going to see the marriage very difficult. Why? Different concept. No. And how can we change the concept? The concept comes from Bible. The concept of value comes from Bible. So after we've been edified by the words of God, we have same value. Once we have same value, it's so easy to make decision. Because we have same concept, same value. Oh. And still, sometimes the husband and wife, they still encounter difficulty. And also the third limitation is we human beings, we are limited. So what can we do? If the marriage couple, they have God, and God's power is unlimited. So they know how to pray together. A lot of difficult situations can be resolved. Ezekiel chapter 37 talk about 36 talk about the covenant, give them new heart, new spirit, and all the land will fill with abundant harvest, all different kind of fruit. All of these are representing that after we come back to the law, we transform our life will be blessed. And that life will be like a life in heaven, like a life in the Garden of Eden. Now, chapter 27, 37, we already mentioned in the Friday evening service. Chapter 38 and 39, these two chapters is prophesying something is going to happen in the future. Since this is a prophecy, so sometimes it's very difficult to understand. But I just mentioned one point for your reference. Some of the worker of God, they interpret chapter 38 and 37 as what will happen in the second coming of Jesus. You know, in the book of Revelation, there was a prophecy, a great war is going to break out in one of the particular place in the promised land. How to say in English? Third World War is going to break up. You read a lot of Christian book. A Third World War is going to break up in, what is the English term? Armageddon. Yeah. Something like that, right? That was a place in Israel. Yeah. And some people try to link chapter 30 and 39 to the Revelation, Armageddon, right? In that land. There will be a big fight. So according to chapter 38 and 39, you can see the 39, Gog and Russia, Misha, or that's all related to nowadays the country of Russia. Oh. And then you look into some of the name in the chapter 38. In the beginning, there are some of the name. Some of them today is referring to some of the verse 5, right? Portion, Kush, Ephraim, right? Referring to some of the Muslim country nowadays. So some of the interpretation things 30 and 39 talk about the Russia together with the Muslim country is going to surround it, Israel. And then the Great War is going to break out in the Middle East. So this is for your reference. We cannot make it as a formal because something is going to happen in the future without really approaching to that time, without the true revelation. We cannot 100% say this exactly going to happen, but it's for your reference. 30 and 39, some people interpret the prophecy about the second coming of Jesus, before Jesus coming of Jesus, the Great War will break out in the Israel, the Middle East. And then from 30 onwards, in the Sabbath service, the sermon, we did mention that Ezekiel chapter 40 onwards. The New Jerusalem, from 40 to 48. The New Jerusalem referring to what? To the true church. So in the book of Ezekiel, talk about the destruction of the physical temple built by David. Prophecy of destruction of the David temple. And then, in the end, is a prophecy about the New Jerusalem is going to be re-established. So from chapter 40 to 48, that New Jerusalem is going to re-establish before Jesus' second coming. And that New Jerusalem is a spiritual temple, is a body of Christ, and is a true church. So the book of Ezekiel also link the time of Ezekiel to the end of the world. So that is the reason Bible is so profound. Because the Bible talk a lot about the kingdom of God. Something spiritual is going to happen. Now, we look into the teaching material, the last part. New Jerusalem. The first one, the city will be built on high mountain. So in chapter 40, verse 2, in the vision, God took the Ezekiel to a high mountain. On that top of mountain, he witnessed there was a city. So this is the first characteristic of the New Jerusalem in the mountain. So what in the mountain means? Mountain means high, very high, spiritually. The church should be built in very high location. It's not built on the ground. Just like Jesus Christ went up to the top of mountain and transfigured himself. Just like Moses went up to the mountain and he witnessed the promised land, the land filled with honey and milk. So, spiritually speaking, the church will build in a spiritual high ground. So everything go according to the Bible. So this is the meaning, a church on the high mountain. And also in verse 1, in a vision, Ezekiel was brought to that high mountain. So what does that mean? When we try to understand the meaning of the true church, the meaning of the New Jerusalem, is necessary only through the revelation of the Holy Spirit, you are able to understand it. Without the revelation of the Holy Spirit, you cannot understand it. So Ezekiel saw the New Jerusalem only when the Spirit of God came to him and lift him up, and he saw the vision. So today, if you talk with other people about one true church, most of people will consider our church as a cult. Right? How come? Because they can understand. How come they cannot understand it? We understand it. One reason. Because we receive the Holy Spirit. So through the revelation of the Holy Spirit, we understand it. You look into the 10 article of faith, True Jesus 10 article of faith. The 10 article of faith contain 5 basic doctrine, right? Who can remember the 5 basic doctrine? Who can recite 5 basic doctrine? 5 basic doctrine. Okay. How do we remember 5 basic doctrine? The last day of spiritual convocation, what do we do? Last day of spiritual convocation. The first one is water baptism, and come back is foot washing, and then Holy Communion, are these three, right? And then there are another two, very different from other church in TJC. We pray with Holy Spirit. We keep the Sabbath. So these are the 5 basic doctrines. And these 5 basic doctrines has something to do with salvation, right? Water baptism is to what? Wash our sin. Foot washing to have power with Jesus. And Holy Communion to partake the flesh and blood of Jesus for future resurrection. And all the 5 basic doctrines, almost different from all the doctrines of other churches. And this 5 basic doctrine was revealed by the Holy Spirit to the early worker. So without understanding the mystery of the 5 basic doctrines, it's difficult for us to understand the difference between TJC and other churches. If you really understand the difference of 5 basic doctrines, then you will really understand the difference between TJC and other denominations. Oh. So Ezekiel was able to show the New Jerusalem built in top of the mountain because he was lifted up by the Holy Spirit. Today we need to filled by the Holy Spirit, and Holy Spirit lifted it up to a higher spiritual viewpoint. Oh, and then you will be able to see the nobility of TJC. TJC is very noble, very precious, because this is the New Jerusalem. We have to understand that. The other reason why it's so difficult to accept, because two reasons. The first reason is, nowadays, people are more educated. When you look into the academic field, nothing is absolute. In academic field, nothing is absolute. Everything is relative. Right? So when a person receives this kind of training for a long time, they will come to a conclusion, nothing is absolute. Everything is relative. Oh. But when you come to the Bible, only one thing is absolute, is God himself and God's words. Oh. So we understand God's words, then we absolutely believe this is TJC is a true church. But if we don't understand the absolute teaching of God, and we receive a lot of education, everything is relative, nothing is absolute. So we cannot believe TJC is the only true church. The other reason is because we live in this society, originally come from so-called Christian country, right? The most, you look into the beginning of Harvard and Princeton, in the beginning, these two schools are come from where? Theological seminary. Oh. Original come from there. So this country originally come from Christianity. Right? So there are so many different kind of denominations, and a lot of Christians are actually very fervent. Oh, you look into the Dallas Church, right? In front of the row of Dallas Church, so many different kind of churches. Oh. So in this Christian environment, we are very timid to proclaim we are the only one true church. So still, we have to come back to the teaching of the Bible, chapter 40. Now the second point, the New Jerusalem is built according to God's measurement. You know, a lot of denominations, they build their church based on human ration or based on tradition. Sunday, keeping the Sunday, absolutely, you can never find one verse from the Bible. You can never find even one verse from the Bible. They claim that Sabbath is a Lord's Day. In the whole New Testament, Lord's Day only have been used two times. But the two occasions have nothing to do with keeping the Sabbath in the Lord's Day. So, if you look into the history, why do you Christianity keep Sunday? That's because of tradition. The third or fourth century start to keep this Sunday as a Sabbath day. So keep the tradition instead of words of God. That's not what God wants us to do. So the city has to build according to God's measurement. Chapter 40 to 42. All different dimension, right? Different area has different dimension. So some people say TJC is too strict. If you think TJC is too strict, there are two things you have to think about. If TJC is too strict, because everything goes according to the Bible, then you have to be very thankful. Right? Today, a lot of preachers, even including the TV preacher, they dare not to preach according to the Bible. You know? Why? If they preach according to the Bible, whatever, the congregation is going to have a guilty conscience. When they have a guilty conscience, they are not going to come to church. If they don't come to church, nobody offer. If nobody offer, whatever, the church has to close the door. Example, the seventh commandment. Now you go to the mainstream denomination, almost none preach about the seventh commandment. Why? Because this commandment right now is so difficult to keep. So seventh commandment almost been abolished in mainstream denomination. Right? But we still emphasize every time. Why? Because we want to build a church according to the measure of God. According to God's measure, God's standard. So God will abide in the church. In that one, you can see God's glory fell upon the New Jerusalem. Why? Because this New Jerusalem built exactly according to God's standard, God's way. So this is the second one, built according to God's measurement. The third one, chapter 42 verse 20. He measured it on the four sides and had a wall all around, 500 cubits long, 500 cubits wide, and to separate the holy area from the common. You look, the city had the wall, right, to separate the holy place from the common. So this city needs to build a wall. A wall with two function. The first function is separation. The second function is protection. Right? So you look into Garden Grove Church, right? They build a wall in the new the dining area. Right? Now you look into the Bowling Park Church, right? And there's a wall. But the wall is not tall enough. So sometimes people are going to jump in, right?
If the wall is very tall, nobody can come in.
Ah. And what, how can we build a wall to separate the holy from the secular? And that wall comes from the teaching of the Bible.
Oh.
So it's so important we receive this kind of training, the teaching of the Bible. Once we receive the words of God in our heart, then there's a wall in your heart, right? You know what is right. You know what is wrong, right? So that whatever makes you know what is right and what is wrong is a wall. Is the teaching of the Bible, right? If the teaching of the Bible disappears from your heart, then you have no wall. You cannot separate what is holy, what is unholy. You cannot separate. So it's so important. And also the teaching of the Word of God is a wall to protect you. So the enemy cannot break into your heart. You stick on the teaching of the Bible, the enemy cannot break in. Because the wall is well built. If any part we don't follow the teaching of the Bible, in that part, in that area, it's very easy that we leave a space for Satan to sneak in. So Jesus Christ had 12 disciples. How come Satan was able to defeat Judah? Because Judah's wall had a hole, a breach there. Right? Greedy. He was greedy. And he did not repair that breach. So the Satan sneak in. So the holy city have a wall to separate the holy from the secular. So today we need to have the teaching of the Bible. We need to have the standard from the words of God. And this teaching of the Bible and standard from the words of God will protect us, will make us know what is holy, what is unholy. There was an article talk about if homosexual is right. Answer, can you answer the question? If the homosexual is right, how come incest is wrong? Can anybody answer? If homosexual is right, how come incest is wrong? Anybody can answer? Raise your hand. Okay. Worldly standard. From spiritual standard, very clear. Worldly standard. Yeah. Well, okay. There was a lot of argument, right? If the person don't want to have a child, is that okay? Then your reason disappear, right? So if a person don't want to have a child, that means incest is okay, right? Well, yeah, if they can do whatever they do and decide have no child or even have a child get aborted, then is that okay? It's okay. Of course it's wrong. If incest is wrong, okay, then why homosexual is right? Can anybody say? Any reason? Right? The society, what is right, what is wrong, based on what? Majority. That's called culture. When majority feel it was wrong, so homosexual, even 10 years ago, is wrong. 20 years ago, is totally wrong. 30 years ago, it was terribly wrong. But right now, it's nothing wrong. You see? Why? Because the culture changed. And culture is changing. So culture is not truth. Do you know? Culture is not truth. Even law is not the truth. Law was set up by human beings. Human beings changed. The law changed. Right? So we cannot say because of what? I'm very lawful. I'm a law-abiding citizen. So I'm a good Christian. No. The law is changing. The law is different from the teaching of the Bible. The law cannot make you holy. The Bible can you make it holy. Right? So why homosexuality is wrong? Very simple,
because the teaching of the Bible.
Say it's wrong, so it's wrong. Right? No point to argue, right? God creates human beings, male and female, they get married. What the Bible, you never see homosexual can get married. From the Old Testament, already say, those who practice deserve to die. And in the book of Romans, say, those who practice deserve to die. So this standard never changed.
Oh. So, we have to build a wall, and this wall is the words of God, the standard of God, to separate what is secular and what is holy, and to protect ourselves.
Oh. So this is very important. New Jerusalem. If you belong to New Jerusalem, you belong to the new church, the church of God, and you need to have a wall inside your heart.
Oh.
The next one, the glory filled with the temple. Chapter 43. The glory filled with the temple. You look in 43, right, verse 1. The glory comes from which side?
From verse 2, right?
Behold, the glory of God of Israel comes from the way of the east. The glory of God comes from the way of east, right? This is some kind of prophecy. So the church, true church was established from the east. Right? So the glory of God be manifest in the true church and come from the east to the west. So the Bible contains a lot of prophecy. And what is the glory of God? The glory of God comes from the abundance of God. So in chapter 1, we already mentioned, right? God appeared before Ezekiel and he saw the glory. So the glory of God is not the building. Some of you say, look, our parking lot, thank God, the glory of God in the parking lot. Bible never says so.
Right.
Even parking lot, all different kind of fancy car, that's not the glory of God. The glory of God comes from the abundance of God. God really abides in this church. And this is the glory of God. Chapter 43, talk about the glory of God from the east, and the temple is a throne of God. So, in the church, there is a throne of God. Throne of God has two meanings. The first is throne of mercy. So, you come to the church, you pray, you will receive mercy from God, and God will bless you. Your problem can be resolved. The second is the throne of judgment. Because since God is in the church, God has two kinds of character. One is justice. The second is mercy. Through God's mercy, you pray will be answered. But God is God of justice.
Oh.
So, we already mentioned once, right? Ananias couple. Therefore, God was working mightily in apostolic church. When God worked mightily in apostolic church, the throne of God was there. And this couple forgot God was there. So they lie in the church. They cheat the apostle. They cheat the Holy Spirit. Whatever. They die. Right? The instant judgment to reveal the throne of God is in the church. We have an occasion in spiritual convocation, student spiritual convocation. Some people's money was stolen. Alright? That cannot glorify the name of God. Also, the counselor keep announcing of those who mistakenly take away the money prefect into the offering box, but nobody do it. Everybody says just pray for it. In one of the prayer occasion, after the prayer, the brother and sister, right? Just kneel down there and the two hands was unable to separate. Stick there. And the minister look at the person, say he knew that was the one. But thank God he was a true seeker. Not thank God. Thank God that revealed the fact. Right? So everybody at that time, everybody feel, oh God is really here. So this is a holy temple, you know? When we do things, we have to be very watchful. God is merciful, but God is also a God of justice. Everybody, if you want to get married, be holy and come here to be blessed. In the future, right? But if we are not holy, then you repent. God will forgive your sin. But there is a consequence. You cannot get married in the church.
Oh.
So we know God is here. So we have to be very cautious.
Oh.
So this is the temple, the throne of God there. And God is omnipresent.
Oh.
So the temple should not have two things. Prostitution, which means worship the idol. And bury the lifeless idol under the king, the body of the king, which means the church should not be a place to worship human being. No. Right? So in the church, I visit the hospital quite often. I always see the hospital, what? In the hallway, they have the founder or those who contribute a lot of money, the portrait. Oh, next time you pay attention to in the hospital. Oh. But in the church, you look, nobody's photo here, right? If there's a photo, always the family group picture, try to let the member know each other better. That's all. We don't purposely put a picture in the remembrance of particular person who had great contribution to this church. No. Because we don't worship human beings as idol. God is here. Only God can be glorified. Everything glorifies the name of God. Let's pray inside.